getting much closer. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it may not feel like it today, but spring is fast approaching, and farmers are gearing up for another crop season.
We're going to be ready to go about the end of March, try to get everything up and rolling, and you know, if the rain will stop for us, you know, we'll be ready about the end of March. So we're ready to roll.
Brock Elkins works at Crescent Oaks Farm in Crockett County, where they raise corn, soybeans, and cotton, and planters will soon be rolling all across their farm and throughout the Mid-South as farmers remain optimistic despite the continued low prices they've been facing for the past several years. Hardin County farmer Barry Lake says hopefully they'll start going back up soon.
The prices aren't as good as they have been in the past, but they have come up some in the last few days or last week or so. And at the gin show today, the Richard Brock was talking about that we should have seen a bottom now, and hopefully we'll have some price improvements. But he said watch things real close for the next 2 to 6 weeks, because we could see a top in about 6 weeks.
Richard Jameson has row crops in Haywood County, and he's preparing to set out another crop, and he too remains optimistic, saying the low prices and other challenges he faces each year on the farm helped to prepare him for better decision making.
I'm optimistic going into the crop year. We have seeds, we have fertilizer, pesticides, whatever we need to do it, and we will work our hardest. I think I know a little bit more about my production than I knew last year, a year ago. I know a little bit more about marketing than I knew a year ago. And so consequently, I feel like I'm better prepared.
And it won't be long now till planters are rolling across the state, and hopefully the weather and markets will cooperate for our most important industry. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.